This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Hi, my name is Holly Han, and I'm the Internet Manager at Perkins Coie. Thank you for joining us for this short 20-minute podcast where I will interview Debbie Leitner, the Practice Management and Business Development Professional at Katten-Muchin Rosenman. She will highlight her chief responsibilities, what she does at her firm, how she would describe a typical day, how she got into her current role, and what her biggest accomplishment has been to date. We will also learn a few fun facts and interesting tidbits about her. Debbie, welcome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm happy to be here.
Can you tell me what your chief responsibilities are?
Certainly. I work in the practice management function here at Katten, and overall our responsibilities are to oversee the daily operations, administration, and management of our legal departments and practice groups. So pretty much what that means is we strive to assist our practice group and department leaders with various operational responsibilities, including department communications, department meetings, and associated action items. We work really closely with our department leadership on internal cross practice and firm-wide initiatives, strategic planning, and really time-consuming administrative matters that can be handled by a dedicated administrative resource rather than our attorneys. In addition to that, we also assist with financial analysis, track key performance indicators of our departments and practice group, including things such as profitability, utilizations, billings, and collections. We work with our attorneys and practice leadership, all the department timekeepers, to improve attorney utilization and manage workflow. We assist our department leaders with various other responsibilities. We manage attorney onboarding process. We support the lateral attorney integration efforts. We also work closely with department and firm leadership with the attorney compensation as well as the promotion processes. And we do that at all levels.
So who do you primarily work with at your firm?
Primarily, in addition to my practice management team members, I work most closely with department and practice leadership, certain members of our overall firm leadership, and our other functional administrative team members, our HR teams, IT teams, finance, attorney development, and recruitment, for example.
So what does a normal day look like in your life?
I think as most attorney law firm professionals would indicate, there is no normal day, but usually we have several ongoing projects. And so I will work with my departments on projects that range from custom ad hoc financial analysis, data analysis, to workload discussions for upcoming matters and client work that we're aware of. I meet regularly with department leadership to discuss department performance, upcoming efforts, firm-wide initiatives that we're going to need to tackle. Speaking about those firm-wide initiatives, we are typically either leading them or are engaged in them. For example, right now we're in the process of assigning all of our timekeepers to new practice groups and departments based on a nearly finalized department reorganization. This will ultimately result in a host of additional work needing to be done, such as revision of matter codes and updating our back-end systems to reflect the new designations. Also, ad hoc projects are a big part of the job. These requests come through very frequently, and that could be something such as ensuring that someone has the right access to our client service management systems, working with associates on issues related to them billing time or what's happening with their time dashboard, and coordinating with recruitment or attorney development regarding recruitment efforts, new attorneys, or what's happening on the training side should our departments need some additional training.
And you have a really interesting background. Can you talk a little bit about that and how you came into your current role?
Certainly. I did not grow up in legal, as many people do in our industry. I have about a 15-year career that was focused in marketing and business development prior to my legal career. Here at Katten, I had been working in a dedicated business development management position here. And the firm, during my tenure in that role, decided to create a practice management function. I was approached by firm management to become part of this initial team and to help roll out practice management appropriately for Katten. As I'm sure people are aware, practice management is handled very differently at different firms, so you have to determine what's going to make sense for your firm. And it turned out I had been naturally sort of thinking with a practice management approach in my business development responsibilities, hence why the firm thought that this could be a good fit for me. And given my interest and love of data, this was a wonderful opportunity, and I truly have enjoyed getting to understand the business of law.
And what do you like most about your job?
I have to say, I really enjoy the relationship building with my department leadership and my teams. I also truly enjoy working with our administrative peer teams. I think that collaboration and communication so that each team understands the priorities of the other administrative teams, what efforts they're undertaking, and what's coming down the pipeline is really critical to ensuring that we have a consistent experience for all of our attorneys here on board and those who might be joining the firm. So the ability to essentially operate as a central hub for the firm, practice management really does liaise so closely with all the other departments. I feel as though that our efforts, while may not have the same level of exposure as marketing and business development, when we're doing our job correctly and when it's working well, people aren't even aware of what we're doing in many cases.
So what has been your biggest accomplishment to date in this role?
In this role, I mean, in addition to just rolling out the actual function, which was a big accomplishment in and of itself, interestingly, we handle all the onboarding for all of our new laterals. And there had been no process truly in place on the best way to onboard laterals and to bring them into the firm and get them integrated appropriately. And so it fell on our plates to develop a new onboarding process. And, you know, as we all know, bringing laterals into the firm is very costly. And ensuring a smooth transition during what is a really stressful and potentially disruptive time in their professional careers is key. So because we operate as the central hub to this process, it's our job to ensure that the unique needs of each lateral is known and is customized in advance of their arrival so that they can hit the ground running and that we once again can ensure that consistent service to their clients. You know, when a partner decides to leave their firm, it's a very big decision. And I think it's critically important that when that attorney starts on day one, they are fully confident that not only was this a good decision for them, but that it was the only right decision for them. And so the development of a process that makes this situation for them as stress-free and as easy as possible is something that I'm very proud that we were able to accomplish as well as we have.
That's fantastic. On a lighter note, what is your favorite Netflix show right now?
Currently, there are two shows that I've just caught up on that I think are fantastic. The first one is called The OA, and the second one is Russian Doll.
Oh, yeah, I love that one. Do you have, is there a favorite vacation place where you like to go? Any place that you've been previously where you're like, I'm going to go back there?
Well, there is one location which is a little bit unique. When I lived overseas for several years in Europe with my husband, and we traveled to Ibiza, Spain, sort of on a whim. And I had a very sort of negative impression of what it was going to be like. I thought it was going to be sort of just a really crazy club scene and not peaceful or beautiful at all, and wasn't very excited about actually going there, but realized I was completely wrong. My first impression was completely incorrect, and it's turned out to be one of my favorite places on earth. And we've traveled back there several times. In fact, most recently, we brought our young son with us to Ibiza, Spain, to enjoy a nice beach vacation. And it's an absolutely beautiful and unique place, and I recommend everybody who has the opportunity to go visit. I'll also say another location that I probably never would have had a reason to visit, but my husband had a conference there, is Malta, the country of Malta, and it was one of the most fascinating places I've ever been. And it's not something that ever would have been on my travel bucket list otherwise, but I'm so grateful to have had the opportunity to visit. The people were amazing. The food was amazing. Everything about it was truly, it's a cultural phenomenon. And so those are two places that definitely hold a special place in my heart.
Well, they are definitely on my list now. is there an app that you're using now that you're very excited about, something that you just discovered?
It's something I've recently discovered, and it's going to sound a little silly, but I think many professionals, many people right now have an issue where I will admit, I often use my phone more than I should. I feel like I'm constantly on my phone, and I admit it's not only looking at work emails, but just I feel like we waste time on our phones when we should be engaged in other activities. So there is an app that I've discovered recently called Forest, like forests, like trees. And you open the app and it's, you know, a great app to open when you need to work on a project, or let's say you're out to dinner with friends and you want to put your phone away and you don't want to use it. You open the app and there's an image that looks like a little, like they planted a little tree. And the entire time you have the app open, the tree will grow. If you close the app, the tree will die. And it allows you to grow your own forest. So if you use it on a daily basis, you'll see different trees that you've grown and you'll reflect on the time that you were focused on an activity or a project and you did not allow yourself to get distracted by opening another app on your phone or using your phone in another way. And the one thing that's nice about it that takes it from being silly to, in my view, being a useful app in other ways, is that you can earn these digital coins by growing your trees. And when you earn a certain number of digital coins, the app, if you choose to, will donate those coins, the monetary value of those coins, to a charity, an organization that will then go and plant real trees. So you're doing something nice for the environment by staying off your phone and working on the things that you're supposed to work on, or paying attention to the people that you're supposed to be paying attention to.
That sounds extremely cool. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing with us what you do at Katten Muche and Rosenman. I think we've learned a lot here today, and I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.